technical company is a power concentration. And we reject that Sanskrit verbs together. Interesting and significant that Lord Krishna describes his devotees as those who are determined or those who are of concentrated intelligence. You will find that in this world most of the people are thoughts all over the place, not really concentrated on goal. It is because of this reason, or because of being unconcentrated like this, that they never attain a fixed goal in their lives. It is important to be concentrated in order to be effective. The unconcentrated mind is just making us ineffective in whatever we do. Why is this so? The reason is that this whole universe is a wish-fulfilling machine. Whatever a person wants, if he wants it strong enough, he will get it. Lord Krishna, he says in the Mahavira Upanishads that amongst all those who are eternal, he is the supreme eternal. And what does he do? Well, he is engaged in fulfilling the desires of the many conditioned souls. He moves the universe in such a way as a supreme controller that the desires of the conditioned souls are fulfilled. A certain desire, you must know, creates a certain activity. And this activity then gives birth to a certain reaction. This reaction is totally controlled by the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Most people don't desire something strong enough. And then they act only half-hearted, not with their full personality. And therefore, Lord Krishna only sends a very meager or small results. But if a person just puts his full heart into something, Lord Krishna sends him the final result. Srila Prabhupada once spoke about this principle in relationship to the devotees. He said, most of the devotees do not really want sincerely enough to go back home, back to Godhead. But whenever the Lord sees that someone sincerely wants to attain the kingdom of God, He is prepared to help such a soul in all regards.
Ali kada gospodin Krišna vidi da neka osoba iskreno želi da se vrati u duhovni svijet, onda mu gospodin pomaže u svakom pogledu.
It's here the same principle. A person with a strong desire will call the Lord and the Lord helps the devotee.
Da možemo vidjeti taj isti princip. Osoba koja je dovoljno jako želi gospodin će odgovoriti na nju i poslati pomoć.
It is so unfortunate that this whole universe seems to make people unconcentrated. Also in Krishna consciousness, we are often so diverted from our true core. Something happens that disturbs us. It's not something important. It doesn't have to do any influence on our going back home, back to Godhead. But this foolish thing disturbs so much. That's what we think all day and night about it. Hare Krishna. Rupa Goswami once wrote a verse about the price for becoming Krishna conscious. I think you all know this verse. It says that our only price to become Krishna conscious is our full eagerness. Eagerness means the concentration. Concentrated form of the desire. That's the only part. No money is required. No learning is required. No great endeavor is even required. What is required is an intense concentrated desire called eagerness. Krishna himself came to teach us this eagerness in the form of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And this evening I desire to read to you from an ancient prayer something about Lord Chaitanya's concentrated desire of eagerness. Once, Govinda, the personal servant of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, was married. There was Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. It was already so late in the morning. And he had not even heard of the Lord chanting. So he carefully looked in the little room where Mahaprabhu stayed and saw the Lord was still sleeping. But it was already late in the morning. So very carefully he walked through. Čitanje Mahaprabhu spoke after the start.
Čitanje Mahaprabhu se pogleda.
When Escovinda looked in his eyes, he noticed that Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was only partially there, but then another half of his personality was somewhere else. Then Chaitanya Mahaprabhu came fully there. And he cried, Govinda, why did you take me out of Vrindavan? I just saw Lord Krishna and Srimati Radharani and all the gopikas dancing the Rasa
dance.
Why have you taken me from there and brought me to this place? Govinda said, my Lord, Krishna is there. Quickly get ready, take your bath. We will go to the temple and there we will see Krishna. Mahaprabhu became somewhat pacified and then went into the Jagannath Puri temple, where he took his position behind the Garuda Stampa, like every morning, every day. And he looked with eyes full of tears at the Jagannath, and he would say, oh Krishna Chandra, Krishna Chandra, look with so much love. This day happened to be a festival day, which meant that the big temple hall of Puri was heavily crowded. You must know, here is the big tower of the temple of Puri, and right under that dome of the tower is a big altar where Lord Jagannath, Baladev and Subhadra are standing. Now before this comes a big hall for those who view the deities. And before that is another big hall for those who do kirtan. All kinds of dance performances are made there. I think Mother Kitty, this could be the fulfillment of your dancing that hall before Lord Jagannath. Maybe one day it's around 35 people. Mother Kitty and India. So here's a big temple tower, right? Then before this is a big hall for those who gave darshan, and still before this is another big hall for those who dance and chant. And at the end of this hall is a pillar with Garuda, the Garuda Stampa where Mahaprabhu stood. And then we followed it with another big hall. For festivals, you know, because so many people want to see the deity.
слава, зато что так вот не любит. Жаль, я тебе не скажу.
Слушайте, перед экспресс. So, Mahabha was standing five removed at his at the pillar and thought that Mahaprabhu had looked at Krishna. Farmers. Now because it was a festival, there was one Orissa lady who was short by size, and she wanted to so much see Lord Jagannath that she climbed on the pillar higher using the chances of the body of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So just go up so just to have a good view. She was maybe as small as Roma. Or I have to go without shoes. So she wanted to naturally become so higher to see. She was standing on the shoulder of Mahaprabhu, just seeing like anything. Full strength seeing. Govinda, the personal servant of Mahaprabhu, was furious. Crazy lady! Get on the knees! This is the body of the transcendental personality of God. You're claiming that with your impossible feet on the body of the Lord, and then you're climbing on the pillar. And the poor lady, the man, she saw what she had done. Oh, there's a chicken on the woman. She immediately got down and threw herself on the ground. Sincerely begged for forgiveness. I did not see him. I was so eager to see the
Jagannath.
I am a great offender. Lying like this on his left arm, and with his right hand he stretched the bird Krishna in the ground.
Mm-hmm.
big, and this is the verse which I want to read to you, that something else happened. Kvamikanta Krishna stvaritam yatam lokya sate tvam viviti dvaraditam abhivadam unmalaiva drutam gaccha drashtam priyam mititajok trinatritatvat pujato goranga hridaye udayam mam vadayati. My dear friend, God keep off this temple. Where is Krishna, the Lord of my heart? Quickly, quickly, save me and show him to me. This way Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu stood like a madman before the doorkeeper. Very hastily the doorkeeper grasped the hand of Mahaprabhu and replied, Doji, Doji, see your beloved. May that Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu rise within my heart and thus make me mad also. It claims concentration. The tenth desire to see Krishna. This is the lesson of Mahaprabhu. And concentration on the Lord, where you see only the Lord. And then the bird disappears and fades away. All saintly persons teach this art of concentration. Because it is known that when Lord Krishna sees this concentration in his devotees, he quickly comes to them. When we were in Puri, one day, Gaurahari and the Iranian devotees and myself rented two jeeps and drove to Alanagar. I remember sometimes we had to drive through water which was this high. It was because the moon monsoon had just started. When we came finally after a long drive to this town of Alanagar, where there was a beautiful, beautiful deity of Lord Narayan, who was installed in worship there already by Lord Brahma, the creator of this universe. This deity later became worshipped by a community of Brahmanas, and I want to tell you about one day what happened one day when he was worshipped. I feel this is very, very important because there we received a very strong lesson in the power of concentration. One day the Brahmana who worshipped this deity could not do so because he had to do something somewhere else, and he told his little son to offer the night offering. The little boy came into the altar, closed the doors, and he said, "I don't know the mantras, my dear God, but please come down, sit and eat." And he went out of the temple to play with his friends. And after 15 minutes, he returned. How did you sleep? With an empty stomach. Eat! I come in 5 minutes back. So, when he returned, the Lord was still standing on the altar. And the food was untouched. The Lord, the little boy began to cry, very eager. "Please, I'm young. It's too much to expect all the mantras from me. Just please eat. What will my mother and my father say when they have not touched the food? Be a little informal today. Please eat." The Lord said, "Answer. I can't move. I need a bottle." No, but if you can speak, you can move. So the Lord sat down. And he ate everything. It disappeared.
It was gone.
The play became our taste for life. Then the boy was very satisfied. He brought the play back to his mother. And his mother asked him, "Where's the shine, please?" He said, "What are you doing?" The mother was very curious. I mean, her boy had never lied to her. She decided to tell her husband, and that evening when he returned, about all this. The husband said, "We will test you in the next No, wrong. The husband heard all this. He was very angry. All the day he had hoped to come back and then get the Maharaja Shad. Now this little boy had eaten the full plate and lied on top of it, saying the Lord ate it all. He was tremendously upset and gave the boy a good beating. That same night, a terrible storm came. The temple moved. The father said, "Oh no, my love is very angry at me. I must go and marry him and excuse my father." When he came into the temple room, he saw his little boy kneeling before the deity. Krishna saw this. He was angry because the boy was beaten. Beaten because of him. Because he ate the whole plate. Now the boy had brought a bowl of sweet rice because he thought the Lord might be afraid with all the storm. The Lord was helpless and he started to eat the sweet rice. What could he do here? This was his boy. The Lord is conquered by the love of his devotee. At this moment, the father, who was worried what would happen to the temple and the deity, saw that his boy was handing the Lord a bowl of sweet rice. And he jumped on the altar. No, you bastard! Don't do this! He said, I have become. And he hit the bowl of sweet rice, and the sweet rice hit the shoulder of the Lord. This last Kamalija was the hot and the made a shit. It burned itself in the arm of the Lord. Now the Lord was doubly furious. Said, you fool. I'm leaving this altar. I'm leaving this temple today. Then my dear devotee comes and offers me food. You don't like it. Then my dear devotee comes and offers me some encouragement. You also don't like it. I leave this temple of you because you have no devotion. Only your boy has. Oh, said the father, don't leave. What is to be done, my God? You deny him, come on, dear Lord, says Krishna, only with your son. Or from this day on, then I will not leave. Yes, when the Lord sees that the devotee is concentrated on him, even like the little boy, he becomes concentrated on the devotee. This is what it means to be concentrated, that you really want to satisfy Lord Krishna. As I always say, I'm personally very convinced that Krishna, through the history of our individual lives, sometimes the drama of our lives, wants to bring us to this concentration on him. I want to ask you this evening, what can you do to concentrate on Krishna? It's a question. Our minds are often so unconcentrated. Probably, it is 9 minutes past eight. But now you can be concentrated again. For 5 minutes I have watched you needed time, but now you know the time. Now
Короче, скоро Хари. Maybe one of them that is Buddha Hari demand that Prashad comes into it. Yeah. Oh. Have you ever thought how you can concentrate like this on Krishna? Maybe then our Radha Sharanagati car, we discussed this question. First, no one wanted to speak. Concentration on Krishna, how to do it. Then I said, you don't need to speak all at once. Finally, one devotee opened the mouth. And this devotee said something very wise. This devotee said that ever I am actually moving out of my comfort zone. And I'm doing a service for Krishna where I really need to give my best. Then I become concentrated on Krishna because I notice I need his help. It's a good answer. When you have a service for Krishna, I would like to add to this, the devotee said, and take responsibility for this service. At that moment, your mind is concentrated on Krishna. The difference between an imitator and a true devotee is that the true devotee takes responsibility for Krishna's service. An imitation devotee means a bhakta abhas. The reflection of a bhakta. Abhas means also the shadow. The shadow looks very much like the substance, but it lacks the substance. Oh, let me say, in America, there are Elvis Abbas, is imitations of Elvis Presley. they have the interview, you know, the one at least one. They have a very beautiful
responsibility.
His mind is concentrated. Satya at one stage of the lecture get up. That it's not because they're not interested in the subject, but because they take full responsibility to serve the rest prasadam. So they make the prasadam. And today, it's not so much prasadam, so samyaka. Doing it for long years. So this engages the mind to responsibility. I must do this. It invites the mind.
So Sada Pierce on Toga Ukrainia,
my dear devotees, I want to recommend to you a very exciting spiritual practice. All these things have responsibility, but in two areas. You first, your own private spiritual life. There's responsibility that your sadhana is as good as you can make it at this moment in
your life.
And then take some second, take some responsibility in the service. Here in Sarajevo, the devotees think very deeply about building a nice devotee community where devotees are nicely situated and engaged and can take responsibility. It's an exciting project. The attempt of devotees to take responsibility in that area. And there is a tremendous congregation which has a lot of potential. And devotees need to, they need a lot of devotees to take responsibility in that large area. I don't want to talk about the clouds which sometimes appear on the sky of Sarajevo because we are in the mountains. But see, it is such a chance. There are different. We have actually a possibility for all types of devotees to engage fully in devotional service and take responsibility in the various areas. It's wonderful. If you clearly think about this without allowing your complicated mind to make things unnecessarily complicated, it's very simple. So I really request you to take responsibilities in these two areas of your life. And don't point your fingers at others when it doesn't work in these areas of life. You are responsible. This is really what Chaitanya Mahaprabhu learned or taught us in a very, let us say, high and advanced level. He told us put concentration on Krishna, eagerness, eager, concentrated desire. And we will take this principle and engage it in ours, sadhana in ourselves. And I am very, very convinced that very soon, because see, in Sarajevo, we have real human beings, not like in Germany and in Denmark and
Я думаю, что скоро
agitated emotions. Living a life with a goal, you need three goals. Focus, focus, focus. And it says for Krishna consciousness, you also need three formulas. Maybe next year when I come again,
looks that I will come to this Serbian summer camp again because I am invited, and then I can come to Sarajevo afterwards. Then I will ask you how concentrated you were in the year. I think by that time half of the all of you will be pure devotees because you are fully concentrated. And half of you will look miserable because you have not concentrated yourself on Krishna. I will make a thorough investigation in one year. Most probably not every one of us will see each other, but the day after tomorrow we will go for them into the mountains, and you are all very much invited. I have already asked Amuda Prema who will work at that time to lend his personal shoes for me. In my mind of Srila Prabhupada, which moved me very much. See,
See, I was very interested in music before I came to Krishna consciousness. Extremely interested. Like my, many of our people also most probably. I can almost ask who was not interested in music. And maybe one or two people would raise their hand. Music is... So I was so much interested in music. Me too, but...
И то, что задолжал сердце с Кришной, и я заинтересован в том, слухал, приплат не уйти на нас.
And I remember the first time when I came into the temple, everyone was busy and no one could preach to me, so they told me to lay on the sofa. As Gaura Hari would say, music. Meditating on state of the devotee. An image of eagerness, if you so want.
It's
one of my desires in my life. I also want to be very eager for Krishna. So, I really think it works that you can develop eagerness in contact with the devotees. In a sense, bhakti is a rare commodity in this world which only resides in one shop. You can only get it in one shop. That's the shop is the heart of the devotee. There it is residing. So we associate with the devotee by listening to them and by seeing their example. Want to give you a tip, then you read the Bhagavata. Get in the right frame of mind. Don't be too cold. He only has 7 more days to live. He knows Krishna, or knows of Krishna. But now in the 7 days he wants to have this, he wants that Krishna is more present in his life, and that's why he asks Sukadeva Goswami to preach to him. Tell me about Krishna, he said. Sukadeva Goswami said, because this question is good not just for you, but for all others, for all time to come. So bring yourself into a state of mind that you are like Parikshit Maharaj. Before the death dance of your body starts, you have to hear about Krishna. So late.